Welcome to BetterScope, sponsored by Remo Staff, Growth and Freedom with Remote Experts. And this episode's special sponsor, Smurfy Creative Video. My special guest today is Jennifer Benedek. Jennifer Benedek specializes in marketing consulting and coaching, partnering with clients on their unique business marketing journey. Her passion in building confidence and reducing overwhelm in marketing so clients can experience small and big wins and successes to propel their business from all local operations to Australia-wide and global brands. Having a marketing, market research, business development, and sales background of over 25 years, advising across diverse industry, her roles covered international, national, medium and small organization, and family-run and member-based organization. Today, Jennifer will share her insights about how to get clearer on your business marketing. Welcome, Jennifer, to BetterScope.
Thank you, Lubo, for this opportunity.
Well, no worries. Jennifer, because we have quite a wide audience around the world, so I always love to find where our guests are based. From where have you joined us today?
I'm based in Sydney, Australia.
Oh, it's quite a hot day today. It's like it's going to be like 35 degrees. So I hope you have some good air conditioning in your house. But tell me, Jennifer, about your journey. How you came to where are you today?
Sure. So first, I'd just like to start with just like in our personal lives, where we experience challenges and learn from those and make investments of time in things we like or money in larger financial purchases. And if you're in a business or a career, I see the steps you take as a journey to reach the best position for you. So marketing can be viewed in the same way, very much a journey. So investing in your marketing path, applying valuable learnings from new and existing marketing to achieve your goals. And that's really where my love lies. I will go into it a little bit further, but I've had a number of roles, varied roles. I've had some fantastic opportunities. And then circumstances happened where I found it was time to go into my own business. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. But look, it's my path always leads me back to marketing at different aspects of marketing.
Okay, well, this is great. How long you're doing how long are you running your own business now?
Yeah, so I've had a business for 8 years. A combination of a couple of businesses actually, but yes, look, very much the marketing arm now has been developing. So over the last several years.
Okay, well, sounds quite interesting, and so you are already like quite a established entrepreneur, like a established business owner. Like it's many business owners are not able to get like over the first year of their businesses, and it means that you are quite successful. So, what do you think? What make your business to be successful, not to be closed?
I sort of have that broader business mind, I would say, but look, definitely my bigger challenges in my personal life have helped as well, I'd say. So I see that as being able to feed into traits for sound marketing and partnering with clients. So such as strength and resilience, energy and perseverance and adaptability. So very much and look I'm sort of walking the talk with my marketing, trying new things as I help my clients get over the line with new things and to achieve those small and big wins and successes.
Well, this is really great to hear that you're helping others. But tell me a bit more about your client. So, who and why are using your service?
So sort of focus would is the B2B market, so business to business. We do work with businesses that operate more locally, Australia-wide, and under global brands. And I would say more on the service or subscription-based models.
Okay, it's interesting, but in terms of the type of business, like it's a service business, solo entrepreneurs, big companies, like so, like what is your like a client avatar or client profile, and why and when they need to come to you?
So I think, look, I see myself as an I guess a an independent opinion for them. So they come to me when they're kind of looking for that. As a business owner, you might relate to this. You can get quite thinking about a lot of having a lot of things on your plate. Some business owners I speak to are feeling a bit isolated. So very much just needing to sort of get help with that marketing. And look, we look at online and offline as well. And I could we so very much so regular sessions. Some people come to me for because they know that's how they work the best. So we can evaluate the marketing puzzle for their situation to provide direction and using our company's proven A to E framework. So we're applying out of the box thinking and look, a couple of key areas for me with a bit more focus. So working with clients in the HR and people journey space, a focus is also helping businesses outside this industry in involving their people, so their whole team in marketing, no matter their role, because as everyone can affect your company's reputation. And you encourage them to participate in a different way in the organization and help building their skills. And then on the because I did really enjoy the market research side of things, and identifying what the data and the feedback and opinions can tell you, and at the time making recommendations to clients to adapt appropriately into their marketing. Sort of, I now guide clients to ensure that each stage of their, for instance, their survey market research project provides valuable insights, works towards that end result for more informed decision making. And look, as examples for research, it could be a piece of research feeding into your marketing strategy, so for your plan ahead. And that really, so in my experience, I find that helps clients more easily feel comfortable with their decisions on marketing, which is something that I try and facilitate the marketing. Another research could be when you're considering a new product or service, or checking in with your clients and customers on the service you provide as a follow-up. So it can really be along the way. There are obviously many other forms of research, but yeah, those and look, it's I look I definitely see research as being very valuable in contributing to marketing.
Yeah, look, I agree. Like, data is important. Researches are important because, like, it's defining the way where you need to go in your journey. But in your examples, like, so of course, it's important to deal with the whole team in the company. But who is your primary let's say, contacts, like so, like as a business owner, or they may have like a marketing manager. So, how you are creating the interaction with your clients, and who is your, let's say, who is your sponsor of your project, and who is using your advices?
Yeah, so look, definitely business owners, I guess, marketing managers, or even HR managers in this case, where they could, because often HR marketing doesn't, well, there's much more room for alignment often, and also general managers. Or managing directors, CEOs, those sorts of positions.
Okay, yeah, look, definitely makes sense, because like the leaders of the companies, they are interested in getting the results, but someone need to be implementing some of the strategies probably that you are creating for them. Talking about like marketing and your clients. So what is your biggest achievement, or who is your like a client that you love the most, or they have achieved like the best results from your service or from your advice?
Yeah, look, I think looking in different ways of marketing, because we do also help with the execution, so sort of you know, social media, business development is another area that I would specifically say we help with. So we, for instance, help a client who is sort of into the next phase of his business. So building another area. So we're very much helping him out with that. And look, just having that regular contact with him, I can see that he's really happy with the progress. So that's reward for me too. I think, but yeah, look, it's really about the client and what success means to them, as well, you know, not just the numbers. So yeah.
So like, I love just like what success means to a business owner. But what success means to you, or what is your goal in life? What is your better scope?
My goal in life.
you can explore like your goal in business as well. So like
Well, I haven't gone public with my long-term goals. Yes, you're putting me on the spot. But yes, I do have a long-term plan. And for me, it's really about, like, I've always enjoyed diversity, working across different mm-hmm. industries. So I really enjoy finding out about different industries, and getting to know the client's business. So most clients are quite open with me. So, and I've had longer term clients. So and building those relationships, and I find that sort of things rewarding.
Okay, well, I mean, of course, like it's giving and receiving, I think those like quite like not like a common, but like interesting things, because when you're giving giving your knowledge, you're sharing your experience, and you're helping someone, so this is how you're getting the rewards afterwards. And sometimes you don't need even any rewards, because you are just helping someone to succeed, and this is already a great feeling for yourself. What, like, again, like it's as we are discussing about your services and your clients, so when like I'm still like trying to identify like when a company or a client should come to you, so at what point of their development or what point of their failure that they need to come to you, because, you know, do you have like some kind of like a advice or specifics on those?
Yeah, so I think if they're looking to look at things holistically, so that's very much what we do. If they're sort of at a point where maybe one or two things didn't work, or they've had a bad experience, or on a certain marketing activity, and or they like I've spoken to people that they're kind of in a bit of a crossroads with their marketing staff, so they're sort of looking at that sort of makeup, yeah, I think yeah, and look, I think like the research is a bit more specialist, so I think that's something as well. But look, I think my broader experience is something that I can bring to the table.
This makes sense, absolutely makes sense. And as we're talking about marketing, so I need to thank our sponsors. RemoStaff brings time, money, and freedom to business entrepreneurs via outsourcing. With RemoStaff, you'll get not a virtual, but a real offshore expert dedicated only for you that will support your business. Hire an offshore expert with RemoStaff and go on a free 4-day holiday. Smurfy Creative Video is a boutique video content creation agency on a mission to help brands engage and connect with their customers through effective and tailored video marketing solution. For those in Australia, send BetterScope in a text message to 0425 884464 and you'll get 10% discount on your video production. Coming back, Jennifer, to your service, your clients. So what is the main challenge that or is some kind of like a typical challenge that your clients are facing? So you mentioned like several of them when they have some let's say troubles maybe with the previous marketers, or maybe they have some internal challenges. But is something that you can say, well, this is quite typical for many business owners, that maybe you can give some tips how they can do something differently, how they can do something better in their day-to-day business.
I think yeah, look, I guess resources can be an issue. So in sort of really like the SMB area. So and look, my focus is would be helping them with the priorities. So looking at the overview and then drilling down to what might be the priorities for them that they can sort of, I guess, manage, and helping them see value. Because I understand that it can take a huge effort, especially if it's something new for marketing. So with the time, and there might be some cost or and yeah, so helping them with all of that. Yeah, so I think yeah, that's probably the biggest one. And then we can also, if they get sometimes they kind of get stuck on things as well, on sort of how to roll things out or get complete something. So that's where I can step in as well.
Okay, yeah, this definitely makes sense, and I understand like your approach. So would I say that for you the best way to have or like those companies that already have an established business is the best way to come to you? It's those ones that are in startup phase or they do not know what to do. It's still early to come to Jennifer and ask for some advice or help.
No, I've sort of worked across the board.
Oh, it's interesting.
Yes. So, yeah, so yeah, looking at different stages. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So like a new business owner that just have started something or they have started the business, they still could come to Jennifer and ask for some advice or support in their strategy.
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
It's interesting. So again, like in terms maybe of the clientele, when you would say that this is not the right client for me, or he should not come to Jennifer, maybe it's not the time, or it's not the type of personality, or it's not the type of business that should not come to you.
Look, I always love talking marketing. So look, I'm open to having discussions and explore that side, that opportunity. And sort of if we sort of don't align, then I'm we would make that decision then. So yeah.
Yeah, look, of course, like a bonding and having like the same view, probably this is very important when you're doing your business. So like, you know, like the same as in my areas, there are a lot of like outsourcing company, and but we have our differentiation by what we are providing. The same probably in marketing area. So there are different marketing companies. So what is your point of differentiation versus others?
Yeah, so I think for me, I sort of provide that sort of consulting and coaching approach. So helping them build their knowledge, confidence in marketing that can work for their business. And that's kind of my approach. We do also look at offline as well as online. So on that side of things, and then I do have a team that can help out with different marketing aspects as well. Look, the market research sort of specialist area, and on the business development side. So that sort of combination is probably I guess less common. So,
Okay.
yes.
Yeah, okay, look, makes sense. And I again, like I understand that I love your attention to data, to researches, to understand where businesses should be going. So we are almost in the end of February. So what do you have any maybe experience or so what was working and not working in 2023 in marketing? And what is going, or what should people should be doing in 2024 in marketing?
Yeah, look, I think very much for me it comes down to the client, like the situation for that business. So, and I'm also a believer in monitoring metrics. So what can you learn from that? What did you do in last year? How what changes or tweaks can you make? Should you be looking at something else? So it's very much a sort of an ongoing process. So I think
Yeah. Yeah, look, I'm definitely with you. So like, everyone should analyze what was working in their business in the past year and what they want to implement in this year. And nowadays there are a lot of let's say AI tools, if you'll put like in this way. And I know that even our remote staff that we are providing to our clients, they're using a lot of like those type of tools to improve some content creation or even some image creation. But what is your opinion about like videos? Like I think it's you know, after exploding of TikTok and other let's say video related channels, what do you think? Like how companies should use or should not use, or when they should use those video content as their marketing activities.
So I guess first to say we don't specialize in TikTok, but very much look visual. Sorry, a video format is a great way to produce content. I think people find that much more engaging, and obviously it's a different visual to look at. You see different elements, Yeah, it's another great way. So I finally got a client to do a short video and put up on a social platform and a different platform. And she said I had more engagement than ever
That's
before.
nice. That's
So
nice. It's nice. So look, it's not only about TikTok, and I just mentioned about TikTok because it's get like a viral exposure. But yeah, like what we are finding that like some of our clients as well, that they're using video to get engaging, to showcase their new products, and even
yes.
some B2B businesses, like they say, like, well, like you do like a video about the founder, you do a video about why
Yes.
he's has
Yes.
launched the business. So because sometimes it's not just like a selling, like not just numbers and not just invoices that you are sending. So it's good to see the person, the founder, the managers behind the scene that are working
Well,
for the
yes, that
client.
comes down, yes, that comes down to the people side again. But yes, look, very much the story of the company. That's a big thing. And it's an easy way, sorry. It's an easy way to explain your products and services.
Yeah, okay, look, I love it. So let's say I begin like personally I was quite shy, and I'm probably not an extrovert, but I think my internal is like I'm an introvert person, but again I understand that the showcasing who you are, where you are, so it's people need to understand more. Again, it's not about the business itself, but about the people who are behind the name of the business, the trademark, that are still trying to help others to get their better life.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So Jennifer, I'm also asking my guests about the environment, climate change, about the planet. So do you have any links, experience, connection, or maybe your clients and with what is happening in the planet right now? Or any actions that you are doing or your clients are doing?
I know, look, I look, a couple of years ago, I worked with a client that was had some work developing content in the sustainability area, and sort of innovations in that area. So yeah, look, I think it's an important
It's
issue. Very important issue. But I guess I'm guilty in not actioning that as much as I should have.
look, I mean, don't need to blame him. I mean, at least like in our case, so we are. We have get rid of all printing, so we don't have like any printers, and we're not using any printers. We are working from home. We are, and by the way, like in Remostar, for example, we are planting trees for every agent that we are hiring. We are planting 10 trees in the country from where we are getting this expert. But again, because like it's, I think the planet is important, and we have kids, and we have our environment, and it's. Like some kind of like a small step that business owners are doing
Yeah.
to whatever install
Yeah,
some
no, I
solar panels.
very yes, look, very small steps I'm making as well. Look, very low printing for me. So I haven't quite gone down to zero printing, but so I kind of don't always like to look at things on the screen. So
Look, I know like some. For example, I had a discussion with you, so she's helping writing books, while I like the digital things, but like for example, I prefer to write books, and I prefer to keep some books in my hands when I'm reading. Jennifer, like a very interesting discussion with you about marketing and how marketing should be doing or not should be doing, and especially in those clearness about business marketing. But what will be one advice that you'll give to business owners, to business entrepreneurs, for their marketing in 2024?
Well, I think really the key for me is to look at things holistically. And I know that's difficult as different marketing providers provide different or specialize in different areas as well, apart from strategy and planning. But yes, look, if you can look at things holistically, and then yeah, that would be the key. And then have someone help you with drilling down on what your focus should be.
Yeah, look, I fully agree with you, and thank you very much for coming on Better Scope and sharing your experience. We will have all the details for people to find more about you, and especially those listeners that you may need to have some clarity. So, like, this is Jennifer, especially when you need to have some clarity in your marketing. So, like, you can go to Jennifer. So, Jennifer, how people can find you, or how they can reach you if they have any questions about their marketing?
Thanks, Lupo. So, yes, through the website Forward Focus, fwdfocus.com.au. And a phone marketing, the email is marketing@forwardfocus.com.au. And by phone in Sydney, so 612-9160-6615.
Oh, thank you, Jennifer, for sharing this information. All this information is available in the show notes below, so just go down and have a look into those details. And for those ones who are watching a video, or recording of this episode, you can see the website of Jennifer on top of the screen. Thanks, Jennifer, again for coming on Better Scope.
Thanks again, Lupo.
No worries. Thank you to our listeners for joining us at Better Scope. If you like this content, be sure to like it, share it, and subscribe. See you next time on Better Scope.